Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Now, about that wind in Woodlawn.
It looks like something a tornado might do. Completely rip a tree out of the ground, and it only got worse from there.
It wasn't that bad at first, until the telephone poles just snapped.
Eugene Donna lives in a home where that tree hit, and the telephone pole came down on his father's car.
At this point, I'm worried it doesn't happen again, because it's already happened twice, and it was the same tree. So I just, hopefully it doesn't happen again, you know?
Chris Dillon felt those strong winds just a few doors down.
Yeah, it was nice, like 40 mile per hour gusts. It was pretty bad when I was at work, and then I got home to this.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Woodlawn.
Storms did cause all kinds of transportation trouble, and there are still hazards out there. Westchester County Exec George Latimer advises folks to be careful.
Our road system, many of those parkways were built 80, 90, in some cases 100 years ago. So they're not meant for high-speed travel in bad conditions. They can be windy. So when you drive, give yourself extra time. Give yourself as much precaution as you can.
Storms also created problems with train service and other issues. Most of that has been resolved. The flights, though, airports are still getting back to normal. A stunning new report on evidence that could link Saudi Arabia to the 9/11 attacks. New York Times is reporting a drawing and a video seized by British authorities from the home of a Saudi national with ties to the hijackers is raising new questions. Former U.S. intelligence officials telling the paper the evidence could point to possible involvement of a Saudi national. The evidence was seized at Omar al-Bayoumi's home 10 days after 9/11, including a sketch of an airplane with a mathematical equation that was calculating the rate of descent to hit a target. The Times says this evidence has been newly declassified and is being used as part of a lawsuit by the 9/11 families against the kingdom. Major moves in a tenant takeover of a Bronx building. Residents of 2205 Davidson Avenue said they've gotten into the city's third-party transfer program and gotten 80% of tenants to join in. Edward Garcia of the Northwest Bronx Community and Clergy Coalition tells 1010 Winds they've been through a lot.
They have lived with horrific conditions that are a threat to their safety. And we have seen a business model from this property owner that has just mostly focused on making as much money as possible and providing zero services.
Residents plan a news conference today to talk about the next steps in the takeover process. Charges for an NYPD officer accused of using a banned chokehold on a suspect. 40-year-old officer Omar Habib arraigned this week on charges including strangulation, criminal obstruction of breathing, and more in a July incident from last year. The Bronx DA says he was responding to a call at a catering club when a drunk and disorderly man resisted arrest, and he put him in a chokehold that made the man pass out. Habib has been suspended without pay. His lawyer says he will be vindicated. Big win for a Little League team from Staten Island. South Shore defeated Morristown, New Jersey in the Metro Regional Final yesterday, earning a spot in the Little League World Series. They scored the 5-0 win despite multiple rain delays in Bristol, Connecticut. South Shore is the first team from the borough to reach the Little League World Series since Mid-Island made it in 2018, and borough president Vito Fasella is thrilled.
It's a dream come true for the kids from South Shore Little League and their families and the coaches and the league itself.
The Little League World Series starts August 14th in Williamsburg, Pennsylvania.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.